mantra seven times.
Te ata om muni muni maha munaye soha taya ta om muni muni maha munaye soha taya ta om muni Maha Munaye Soha Taya Ta Om Muni Muni Maha Munaye Soha Taya Ta Maha Munaye Soha Taya Ta Om Muni Muni Maha Munaye Soha Taya Ta Om Muni Maha Munaye Soha.
So so we're talking about the karma that the, you know so after the death, just as the shadow follow the body, the result of black and white karma follow. So talking of that sentence.
今天呢，我们是要讲业果的道理，就根据我们的偈颂呢，第三个偈颂，生命犹如。
惟愿加持令我先念死，生命飘逸犹如水泡沫，然后接下来那句，迅速即为死魔所摧毁，并且却知黑白夜诸果。所以今天要讲的是黑白夜诸果的道理。然后呢，这个业果呢，事后跟从犹如影随形。我们所造作的黑白夜，咱们死亡后，就好像我们的影子一样，跟着我们不离不弃。So So there's good to know that what called that's the what called of the karma. You know, that's the pole line, outline. Karma is definite. Then the karma is expendable. So we cannot meet the result unless we have created the cause. Once the cause has been created, the result cannot be lost like that. So this book, I don't know what called, characteristic of karma. I don't know what to call that.
所以为什么讲我们的业呢，我们造作的业呢，它是不会消失的，它会跟随我们从一生到下一生，它是生生相随的，除非呢它业呢已经成熟已经爆了、要不然它会生生相随的。这业呢有四个很肯定的那个相。第一是业决定一切，然后业呢会随着时间增长，然后第三个相呢就是所造的业呢必受，然后第四个相呢是、如果业你没有造的话，你是不会受它的果报的。
So that I was reading the sutra, so I thought to read a little bit on that sutra about, you know, about the future life. Explain here by giving different examples. Maybe it's good to know.
但佛经上呢就很清楚地详述这业它的果报是怎么样的，所以呢讲我们未来生呢、依据我们造作的业呢，我们会有怎么样的来生，它给了很多不同的例子。
So Buddha told the king, you know, like after the death, then suddenly stop. You know, not like that. You know, Buddha said to the king, after death, everything stop there. Not like that. Or like without cause, you know, something will happen. Also not like that. Also, there's, you know, something that creator will create your future life. Also not like that.But it's extremely difficult to understand. We die, taking different rebirth, to understand, that is quite difficult to understand. So therefore, Buddha gave some example to understand, you know. So different eight type of example Buddha gave to the, told to the king.
这是延续上个星期，你还记得吗？国王问了很多那个业果的问题啊，我会发生什么事啊，等等。说死后呢，就全部的东西全部都不见了，就完了。他讲不是这样的，或者死后呢，会有什么事情发生呢？是投生回同样的人或什么之类等等问题，或者是有一个造世主哦，就是你死后呢，他创造你的下一生、未来生。这样佛陀说呢。也不是这样的，因为业果的道理呢是非常隐晦难懂的，它不是这样容易就明白的，就是那么清清楚就明白的。我们这一生死亡过后呢，投生到下一生，它有各种各样的业果的力量呢在推动。这业果的道理呢是非常细微、非常难懂的，很难明白的。所以呢，佛陀为了要让这国王明白，所以他就举了一些例子让他明白，总共有八种不同例子。
Okay, hope I can. Yes. I don't know. Hope I can express what the sutra is trying to say. I'm not sure the example sometimes. My English, I don't know. So,
因为呢 ，Cameron 去看的是藏文的版本，所以他要把它翻译成英文。
Maybe Kimo can express better way.
Speaking Tibetan, I don't know. I can't. My Tibetan is zero. I know Tashi Dele. I know Tashi Dele and Duje Che. Two words only.
Only two words?
Yep.
So, there's eight different examples. So, first one... So first example, like you know, the lamas giving teaching or giving oral transmission to the student. And then the student know the topic, or the student get the oral transmission. You know, that's the example. One. You get what I'm saying? I don't know.
Would you continue?
Yeah, you translate.
This is a good example.
First example is Lama give teaching to the disciple, and disciple understand.
Understand. Okay. 第一个例子呢，就好像，导师呢，导师就精神导师呢，给他的弟子开示，然后弟子呢明白了导师教导的东西。
So this all example is giving that after death will happen something. The past life will be, future life will be there. So this is the example for that. Okay.
After that, what happened? the disciple understand the future life. The disciple understand the future life.
This is the analysis. No. Analogy. This is like in an analogy for the existence of the future life. I think today.
这个其实是一个比喻就比喻让我明白过去式和未来式。可是好像还是不懂这个比喻是怎样的。等一下啦，等一下会有进一步的解释。这个比喻不太明显。
Okay, that's the first example. Then the second example. I don't know.
Kim Rinpoche, you can use analogy.
So, like, what call it? I don't know. I want to express the word, but I don't know. But the idea is that you have two butter lamp here. This butter lamp is, you have the light. This one, you don't have the light. You know?
This one has no light.
One have light, one have not light. There's two light here. This light can be passed to this light. When you touch there, you light, it come there. What you call? So this second light, the light came from the first butter lamp. That's the example.
这佛陀解释的未来生为什么会有未来生，就好像两个酥油灯啊，一盏酥油灯是亮着，对吗？这个酥油灯亮着，它可以呢把它光明呢传给下一盏酥油灯，所以这一生呢，可以心火尽了，可以传给那个下一生，下一生会继续亮下去，所以它是灯灯相传。
I don't know, I don't know English word. Marmele, marmele, you may be, but English word, I don't know.
所以就讲我们的相续呢，我们的生命的个相续，它是会继续下去的，A continuum.
There's a way to say this butter lamp came from this butter lamp or what?
Yeah. 所以呢，这盏亮着的酥油灯其实从另外一盏亮着的酥油灯传过来的，另外一盏酥油灯就灭了，对吗？然后这盏酥油灯呢，它要灭的时候传给下一盏酥油灯这样的。所以一生到一生的。
This butter lamp originate from the butter lamp, and maybe something like that. That's the analysis. Yeah.
Chinese use firewood, finish burning, then it burns the other part of firewood or not firewood.
No, you just translate the word.
Butter lamp, yes. 所以从这盏酥油灯传到下一盏酥油灯，它点亮下一盏酥油灯。
So that's the second analysis.
这是第二个比喻，就是来生了，来生的比喻。
So then, what call? I don't know. So the third example is because there's a mirror there, then you look your face, look at the mirror, then what call this? Reflection of your face happen because of mirror. I don't know what call that.
第三个比喻呢，就是好像就是一面镜子。当你在照镜子的时候，你可以看到镜子自己的那个反应啊，镜子会反映出你的样子，就是因为你在这里啊，所以你会有来生，就是因为你的来生就是因为你会有来生，就是因为你有这一生。
Yeah, understand? You look at the mirror. Yeah, look your face there.Inside there,
yeah,
you know. So that's the example.
要不然镜子是映不出你的像的，对吗？所以你这一生就是因为有过去生嘛，啊，它像镜子这样映出来的。
So then,
好像了。
I don't know. So I mean, good to know. So then, the another example given is, I think must be what call this, what call.The mold to make chacha, the mold. Then you have some clay, mold it. All this picture come to here. What do you call it? I don't know.
另外一个是我们的那个硬模，你做一个塑像什么，你会做一个模型，对吗？一个模子模板，然后这个从个模板里的东西放进去，你就印出来，就会印出那个你的要的那个东西了啊。所以它是一个好像一个硬模这样的。
Okay,
这硬模是你的业来的啦。
So then another example is what the magnificent glass or what? Magnifying glass.
放大镜第五个例子。
Magnifying glass.Because of that, the fire happened. What go?
因为放大镜的那个聚焦那个光线哦，所以光线呢就因为光线的聚焦产生热能呢，所以那纸会烧起来。
Then another example is the seed. From the seed, the sprout. What go? The sprout happened.
第六个比喻呢，就是种子。种子，你种了种子之后呢，过后呢就会发芽，然后就长成树苗，然后长大开花结果。
So then, number seven example is, what call? What call? By expressing the word.Sour, then your cheek inside become difficult. What call? The idea is that what call? If you have eaten the sour, I don't know, there's some kind of, not the lemon, you can say lemon also. Very sour, you have eaten before, then somebody eating there, you know, just showing their expression, like that.Also, you feel exactly it has on your difficult in your cheek. You know that? Huh? I don't know. That's the example. I don't know what you call that.
第七个是一个条件反射。就你看到别人吃的酸的食物，你要咬咬，在你自己看了，你自己也会有这样的感觉。
You all have experience of that or no?
Huh? So we don't look at this person.
Why that happen, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
How come?
Don't know.
I mean, this all analysis for understand the future life. You know, how we transport from this life to next life.Understand this. This the Buddha give different type of example, so like that.
所以呢，这上面的这些例子呢，都是告诉我们，我们怎样从一生呢过渡到下一生啊。所以呢，佛陀就举了例子，让这个国王明白。
So the last one is the echo, echo sound, yeah, echo sound, yeah, echo. You say echo sound or just echo?
Echo.
Sound of echo. Okay.
第八个例子呢，就是回音。当你在一个地方喊出去的时候，你会听到它反射回来那个回音。
So this is a different type of example Buddha gave to the king to understand existence of the future life.
所以呢，佛陀就以这八个例子呢，让国王明白啊，下一生其实是有的，它是完全完全真实存在的。
So here, so Buddha told the king, so this is the example, you know.
所以呢，佛陀就告诉这个国王呢，这就是啊八个例子，让你明白有来生的道理。
All this example, I don't know. So the idea is Buddha said, because something happened in before of that, you know, so then something come out at the latter. You know, something happened in the, I don't know what to say, in the before.But therefore, something will happen in the latter. So therefore, all this come from cause. You know, nothing happen without cause like that.
所以呢，佛陀就用这例子来告诉这个国王呢，如果呢生前呢我们造作了一些东西啊，我们死后呢必定会感到一些果报，所以呢，这个后面来的果报呢，必有前面所造作的因，所以有后果必有前因。
So also like just stop there, not like that. Just stop there, nothing continue. Also not like that. From this example, you understand that, you know.
所以呢，前因造作后呢，绝对不会说突然间就完全全部都消失了，不会有事情发生了。
So then after Buddha explained more on this example, you know, like the Lama who teach to his disciple and disciple understand that, you know, understand that. All this happened to, in order to happen this, must have all conditions, three conditions must be there to happen that.
所以呢，佛陀接着呢就进一步说明，因为他懂了我们像的国王一样听了不明白的，所以他就进一步说明了。比如说第一个例子里面呢，导师呢就喇嘛教导他的弟子，然后弟子听完教导呢就明白了，就明白教导。所以呢，他进一步说明呢，如果这样的情况是能够发生的话呢，必须具备三种因缘。
So. So here, so that is the student understand something, you know. So this happened from a three condition. One thing is Lama have to be there. Then second is the student have to be there. Not only that, on top of that, you know, Lama, this condition, Lama able to speak.Student able to understand, you know, what called the faculty is need, you know. Without these three conditions, then nothing happened. So you must have this three condition to the student to understand.
所以呢，在这个第一个例子当中，第一个比喻当中呢，弟子明白了喇嘛的教导，这需要具备三种因缘。第一个因缘是呢，啊，喇嘛出现了；第二个因缘呢，弟子也出现了；第三个因缘呢，是喇嘛教了，弟子也明白了。如果没有这三个因缘具足的话呢，不会有，将不会有任何东西发生。
So, the same thing to Butter Lamb. So, in order to have this Butter Lamb there, you must have the butter. You must, only butter cannot, also have, must have the, what called the, wick. Wick. Then also you need the container. So,Then will happen the light there, like that.
所以呢，同样的第二个例子，我们的酥油灯啊，从一盏酥油灯的灯传到下一盏酥油灯，同样的具足，有一些因缘呢必须具足的。比如说呢，我们必须有酥油，有没有酥油灯是没有酥油的。哦、一定要有酥油，这酥油灯还必须有灯蕾，那没有灯蕾它你就不能点亮它，它必须有个容器去容那个酥油还有那个灯蕾，然后呢你必须有那个灯火去点亮它。
So like that. Then the third example, the reflection. So in order to have the reflection, must have the mirror, then you must have your face.Then also must, not only the, even these two there, it doesn't mean reflection is there. You need another condition. You know, what called, cannot be dark, you know, have to be bright. Night time you don't see your face on the mirror. You see? No. So, need another condition. Huh? Yeah, brightness, you need the brightness there. So,
同样的，你看到在镜子里看到自己的脸，同样的也需要具足各种因缘。比如说，第一个因缘是必须要有镜子的出现，没有镜子呢，你看不到自己的脸。第二个条件呢，你的脸必须出现，你必须站在镜子前哦，你有那张脸。然后第三呢，必须要有适度的亮光，因为如果是夜晚的话，太暗了，没有灯的话呢，你看不到自己的脸。
So, then third example is what called this mold.
Fourth example, mold
example. So, what to call this?
You must have the mold.
What to call after the mold come out, so what picture is what do you call? The image. The image.In order to have image, also you need three conditions. From that mold, to have this image, you need three conditions. Of course, first you need the mold. Of course, then you need the
clay.
Like for clay, for example, you need the clay. Only these two, it doesn't mean it works like that, you know. But somebody have to make this there. So you need somebody there to make this.
You need heat also, then you can condense.
Yeah, so I teach that.You need more, you need the clay, you need the person who to make it. Then only that, after that, the image come out.
第四个例子呢，我们用个模板或硬模或一个模子，那造出一个像。这像的出现呢，也需要具足一些因缘。这像告诉我们呢，第一，我们有那个模板。第二呢，我们有个泥，用泥呢，我们用那个泥呢，来放进那模板里面。然后第三个呢，必须有造这个像的人，用这个模板的人。所以这三个条件呢，必须具足。
So then, the pit, the pile heaven from the what magnificent glass, magnifying glass. The fire happened from glass also need three conditions.
第五个例子呢，就是那个放大镜。我们放大镜的呢聚焦，然后呢火就可以烧起那个纸。同样的，需要具备三个条件。
So one thing is you need a magnifying glass. Then also you need the sunlight. Then even this to happen.It doesn't mean you get a fire, so you need something there, another like something, pepper or grass, something there to happen that fire, you know.
然后呢，火用放大镜来聚焦，烧起东西，它的三个因缘在哪里呢？这三种因缘呢，第一，你必须有放大镜；第二呢，你必须有太阳光；第三呢，你必须有能烧的东西，比如说是一张纸呢，或者是干的草了等等。
So then, number six from the seed. So from the seed, then sprout come out. Yeah. So this also needs the condition to happen the sprout.
同样的，在种子的比喻里面呢，种子长成大树呢，也必须具备一些因缘。
So you need the first place, you need the seed, also you need the basis, you know what called the soil, whatever, you know what the soil you need. Then also not only that, you need some kind of moisture you need in order to grow the sprout, you know.
同样的，让种子呢能最后呢长成一棵大树呢，它所具备的因缘是必须先有一颗种子，然后呢种子呢需要泥土来生长，然后它也有适当的湿度啊，其实我们就讲水了。
So then, what you call that one? The number seven, what?Sour, what? How you express? I don't know example.
Reaction from seeing people eating sour food.
Is here not seeing, hear about hearing the name of sour. You know, hearing the name of sour, your cheek become what? I don't know. Huh? Sour. You know, and there's some kind of feeling there, you know.Sometimes an achy feeling somewhere there. I don't know what you call that. Acified. I don't know. No idea.
第七个例子呢，就是当我们听闻到酸食物这个酸的名称的时候，我们自然有这条件反射，我们也觉得好像是。我们吃了酸的东西一样，然后我们有一种很奇怪的不舒服的那种感觉。
Tibetan was damchu dawa, damchu is that. What could this say? Jaw. Your jaw become
tightened.
I don't know, something, you know, I don't know. Your jaw become sour or hardened or I don't know.Become tight or whatever.
Tighten.
Clench or something like that.
Tightened.
Your jaw, by hearing sour, your jaw become clenched.
所以在藏传，在藏语里面呢，当你听到这个酸的名字，酸的，你会觉得有这种条件反射，你会觉得你的那个上下唇额咬，突然间咬起来，咬得很紧，这样。
So. So also in order to happen that, in order to experience that oneself, also need condition. The first place, the person should have some experience in the past, having eaten that type of, you know, extremely sour, I don't know. Not lemon, even sour than lemon, there's some kind of chu, I don't know whether it's,Very, very sour sauce, you know. Even one drop is so sour. I don't know. I used to have when I was young in a hometown. It's called 醋. is 10 times sour than the nothing but vinegar. Vinegar is nothing sour. 10 times sour of the vinegar. You know, one drop, phew. I still remember from the from my parent time. So anyway, so one thing is, of course, you must have this sour thing there. And also person must have experienced that in the past. But not only that will happen, but some condition, some word, some expression shown by people, then this happens.
所以呢，当你听到这酸的名字的时候呢，你会这样的条件反射，哦，是因为呢，过去呢曾经有吃过这酸食的经验，所以当你听到这个名称的时候呢，你自然而然呢听到这个字的时候或者这个名称的东西的时候，你自然而然就会想起，就有条件反射，所以你的那个上下唇呢也会咬得很紧，这样呢，可惜。这些人不记得就讲了，其实他小时候他曾经啊，他没有出家前，他在那个喜马拉雅的山区里面的住家里面，他吃过这种很酸很酸的那种食物，不是醋啊，醋还不够酸，比醋酸十倍的食物，不懂是什么了，酸乳酪了。
I mean, this all proving the future life, you know, what goes in future. So idea is that. So even just look this kind of example, you know.I mean, it's difficult to understand how that happened. You are not eating at that moment. You know, but just hearing the word of sour, your cheek, the jaw become clenched. Your jaw become clenched. You can imagine, you know, how that happened, how that works. Even that is difficult, you know. You're actually nothing in your mouth, you know, but something.You know, I don't know how that change, you know, how that come and happen, you know.
所以呢，究竟是怎么样从这一生呢过渡到下一生呢？这其实呢是很难很难理解的，很难去真正的去明白了解。所以呢，佛陀就用这些例子来讲述。可是，就算你听懂了这个例子呢，我们也是很难很难去琢磨它详细的那种细节。比如说，我们听闻到人家吃到酸的东西，这个酸的东西其实和你一点关系都没有，你会觉得没有关系。可是，就是呢，你听到这个东西，你就有这样的反应，你的上下颚呢会拉紧。那中间呢究竟是怎么样发生这样的反应的呢？所以这样的那种变化呢，这样的变化，说这个东西会带来这样的变化，其实是很难理解。好像我们这一生完了，怎么样到底发生，真的发生什么变化，把我们带到下一生，这个变化其实是非常不容易理解的。
So then, the sound of the echo, the number eight sound of the echo, also.In order to have this echo sound, also need three conditions.
就最后一个例子，比如说最后一个例子就是回音的例子。要能够听到这个回音呢，其实也需要因缘具足。
So one is that you need to make sound in order to have the echo sound.First place, you have to make the sound. Yeah, one thing is, you need the what call the mountain or rock or cave. You know, you need that also. Then, even these two, there it doesn't mean you can have your echo sound. Not necessary. You need another condition there, or what?So I mean, there's no obstacle. So idea is, if there's obstacle, have different sound blocking that echo, lot of different sound, that you don't have this echo sound back. You know, so there's no disturbing other sound there. So like that.
So this 回音呢，它的因缘是什么呢？ 因缘是佛教的用语啊，我们现代讲的人就讲条件啊，那条件具足，但是需要三种因缘。第一个因缘呢，第一个条件，有人要发出声音呢、啊，哦，你没有声音的话，没有回音的。那第二个条件呢，这声音传出去后呢，要有一堵墙挡住，或者是呢一个山洞里面，这样呢回音才会弹回来嘛。所以这两个条件，这个两点条件具足了，是不是表示你就可以听到回音呢？也不一定哦，因为它还需要有第三个条件，第三种因缘，就是呢，这声音弹回来之后呢，要没有障碍，没有障碍去继续挡住这个声音呢，把它挡住传回来呢，或者是没有其他的声音的干扰。因为如果有其他声音的干扰或其他潮声的话，你也听不到那个回音。
Oh, there's so many as I can really express. So, so then, so then, after so then, Buddha told the king. So here, so the example like the Lama.Is the example of this life. Then that student is the next life. Then knowing what Lama teach, what you, by that what you know is your mind. You know. So something like that.
Yeah. 佛陀讲话是非常有深度的。所以他就用这个例子，喇嘛教导弟子，弟子明白了。你听了人讲，哎呀，不懂佛陀在讲什么话。OK， 喇嘛指的呢就是你的这一生，弟子呢就是你的比喻了。好，它是个比喻，所以弟子是什么呢？就是你的下一生啊，你的来生。然后呢，弟子明白了，明白了喇嘛的教导。就表示呢，这是你的心，所以你的心明白到底是怎么一回事，所以你的心呢，从这一生到下一生去了。
Okay, so like this, Lama here, student here, so this past, this your present life, next life. So then Lama giving oral transmission. So then this student receive the oral transmission. So that is your.Mind, not your body going this life to next life, but your mind is going this life to next life. I just that.
现在讲的更明白一点，讲白一点。我们的 IQ 没有佛陀这样高，所以呢，喇嘛是我们的这一生，弟子呢是他的，是我们的下一生。这样喇嘛给了开示口传。这样弟子明白了，这开示口传的东西呢，就是我们的心。所以我们的这一生过渡到我们的下一生，其实并不是我们的身体，而是我们的心。因为我们的心明白了这个开示，所以呢，我们的心呢，从这一生过渡到下一生啊。所以我们身体没有过去啊。
So then. So because of first birth lamb, then happened the second birth lamb. So this shows that second birth lamb is the future life. First is the this life, you know. Then second birth lamb is the future life, you know. Then when you light this, you know, something go there, light go there.
The light.
Yeah. This light go to there. Present light. It's not distinguished, still there. It doesn't have to distinguish. It isn't passing one light to other. It's still, you see something, still true light is still burning, isn't it? Yeah. But something passing there. You know, this life to next life.
Okay.
Idea is, what you have to tell is, this light passed to this life. So this is this light.This slide, the next slide.
OK, 这酥油灯第二个例子，酥油灯，第一盏酥油灯是这一生，第二盏酥油灯是下一生。 所以呢，第一盏酥油灯它是亮的，第二盏还没有亮哦，因为下一生还没有来嘛，还没有亮。所以呢，第一盏酥油灯的灯呢，就传，就点亮下一盏酥油灯，所以这个灯呢，就传过去了，就从这一生传到下一生。
So he has something more deeper meaning that I don't know how to express. Of course.So anyway, to hear this deep idea, your future life happened because of the past life. So I just that.
所以他要告诉我们，就是未来生能够发生，是因为有前一生，就是有这一生。
So then, then third one is the reflection. The reflection. So this gives idea. So the mirror is this life, present life. You know, then the...So then your reflection.Is the future life. You know?
So, in the 照镜子的这个例子里面呢，镜子就是你的这一生，它象征哦，它比喻你的这一生。镜子映出来的像那个反应呢，就是你的下一生。
But, So here, giving some kind of idea, you know, of course, that between the long, between there's the gap. So, the reflection happened there. But entire this mirror doesn't really go to there, you know, go to the reflection. But reflection happened because of the mirror.But it doesn't mean all mirror go into the reflection. It doesn't mean that also. You know, every mirror go inside the reflection, not like that also. You know.
这个镜子，这个镜子和它所照射出来的那个像呢，所映出来的像那个印象啊，中间好像空了一个东西。它并不表示呢，中间好像空了一段，并不表示那整个镜子呢就变成或融进了所映出来的像。
You get the idea? Not everything. This not everything ideas. This present life. Not everything totally go into the there. But something go there. You know. So.
所以这个要告诉我们的就是。并不是所有的这一生的一切每一样东西都会过渡到下一生去，并不是。
So like that. So then the mold, the example of the mold. So because of this mold, then you have this image. Yeah. So this shows. Whatever you do, you know, what kind of action you do. So similar kind of result, similar kind of rebirth you may get. So that's the idea. You know?
那第五个，应该是第五个例，第四个例子就是那个模板的那个例子。这模，我们用这个模板呢，在造出那个像，对不对？所以呢，它这个像呢，其实和模板呢是差不多一模一样的，造出来的东西差不多一样，就表示呢，我们所得的果报或我们所得的来生投生到哪个去，哪个道去呢？它的果报是和我们所造的因呢是相似的，相似因得出相似果。
I mean, this is a very good example. You know, so you have the mold, you have this, you make. With the effort, you make exact what you have, you come out.
那个模板呢？ Yeah. 我用自己的话来讲，模板呢，如果 是苹果印出来像就是苹果，那模板如果是梨子印出来像就是梨子。
So here's the point is what kind of karma you created, you know. So that kind of result, exactly that kind of result, result of that exactly.Like making image like that, if you experience that, so I just that.
所以这个例子要告诉我们，就是说，你这一生造了什么样的业呢？你下一生得到的果报就会得到相似的那个果报。所以，那果报和业呢，它是相似的。
So then, give an example of the
magnifying glass.
Magnifying glass. So that is. So, just keep the idea here. So, but magnified glass by itself is not a fire, but it produced the fire. You know? Glass itself not fire, but it produced fire. Something different. The two is different, but it's produced the fire. So, similarly here, so, if you are human being this life, it's not necessarily you will be human life next life. It will produce different kind of life, you know. So just keep this kind of idea there, yeah.
所以这个放大镜的例子又是怎样理解呢？这放大镜本身呢，它并不是火源，它不是火的来源呢，它是。可是呢，它却能生火，它能使火生起来。这个它使那个草啊，那烧起来，干的草生起来。这个火，这个草或者纸张本身，它并不是火，可是它最后却烧了起来，它能够生火。所以呢，它并不是和，就是说，它所得到的效果呢，和它原本的东西呢，其实是不一样的。它是不一样，它不是火源，可是能生火。这告诉我们呢，虽然这一生呢，我们是生而为人，我们得到这个人生，可是呢，我们下一生呢，并不一定会再投生为人，因为呢，会根据我们所造作的业呢，而得到不同的果报，所以它是不一样的，下一生可能是不一样的。
但呢the seed, example of seed. I don't know how to explain this one, seed. Sabunikani never make you a beosta. So, the seed, Kane.So, just keep the idea, like when you plant the seed, then it's not like seed totally disappear, not like that. You know? It will grow, it will produce the sprout, but it doesn't mean the seed totally disappear. Doesn't mean that. You know? So like that.So you die, so it doesn't mean totally disappeared. You know,
好像种子的，在这个种子的比喻里面呢，我们撒下那个种子啊，那过后呢，种子就发芽了，对吗？发芽，然后长成一棵树了，并不表示呢，那种子就完完全全不见了，那种子不见了，哦，什么东西都没有，不是的，就表。他的比喻，佛陀要告诉我们，就是当死亡发生的时候，我们这一生完了的时候呢，并不表示呢，我们进到下一生的时候，并不表示所有的我们所造作的一切呢，就完完全全不见消失了。
So, so I guess some kind of the continuation of seed is still going through.You know, So, because, I mean, you look at the example. You plant a seed. From the seed, grow something. Like what call?
Seed grow the sapling.
What call? Corn, for example. Corn. Corn.
Corn.
Yeah.
Maize plant. Corn.
Huh?
Maize corn.
Sweet corn.
Sweet corn.
Huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you plant one
small seed.
A seed. One just seed, you know, but it look like, technically it look like your seed is disappearing, but, you know, but it's, in reality seed doesn't disappear. The continuation of seed keep going on through the sprout, then produce this another corn, you know, big corn produce, you know. So then again you see the continuation of seed keep going on, you know. So idea is that seed, you plant it, it doesn't mean you plant, look like disappearing, but it doesn't mean that totally disappeared. You know, continuation is still there. Like that.
所以呢，当我们撒下一个种子的时候呢，就好像这个种子过后就发芽，好像那个种子好像不见掉了。其实它并没有不见掉，它只是变成发芽，变成一个芽，小芽，然后长成树而已。所以它其实是继续下去的。这个种子的相续啊，其实是继续不断的延续下去的。它只是变形而已了。好像我们种了那个玉蜀黍的种子，就一颗玉蜀黍的种子种下去，过后就发芽，好像那个玉蜀黍的种子好像不见掉，埋在土里就不见掉。其实不是。它是继续下去啊，它继续下去，怎样继续下去？它变成一颗嫩芽了，那嫩芽在长出来了，长出来又长大了，又开花，又结果，又有新的玉蜀黍出现了，所以它相续是一直继续下去的，它并没有不见掉，并没有断掉。
So like that, then, so then, the what called the I don't know what sour example is what.
Huh? Sour example.
Sour what? Sour cheek. Huh?
Clenched jaws.
Clenched jaw. Yeah, the clenched jaw. Whatever, I don't know how it's placed. Clenched jaw. so, this is... this shows that... We cannot experience the problem or suffering unless we create the karma, we create the cause. You know, it shows that.
那在那个，当然你讲酸的时候，你有这个条件反射，你的上颚拉紧的这个例子里面呢，它告诉我们呢，业不造不受。你会有这个反应是因为你过去有相似的经验，所以如果你没有造下过去那种经验的话呢，你现在不会有这样的反应。
So as I mentioned, so in order to have this kind of, you know, the experience, you must have experience in the past, you know, without this experience, of course you don't feel that, you know, you must haveThis experience in the past, you have test this thing, then only that this happened. So I dare say exactly, you know, you must have created karma, you know, that, you know, what called, able to experience the result, you must have created karma, you know, otherwise it doesn't happen like that.
所以这个例子呢，就说明了这个业果的四个道理的其中一个。业不造不受，所以呢，过去是造下的业呢，所以呢，我们会现在会有这样的反应，或者现在有这样的果报，所以呢，我们的果报，我们的感受，现在所一切的感受是源自于我们现在的经验呢，现在得到的经验是源自于我们过去造下的一些东西。
So then, the last, the examples are.Sound of echo, so this one, you know, the sound happened. in order to have echo sound, you need all the condition there. also, then also, all the obstacles also not there. You know, then the echo sound will happen.
第八个例子呢是回音的例子，还记得吗？你要能够听到回音，必须具备三种因缘，而且必须没有其他的障碍。
So, I'm not sure this one how that works. So maybe it could be like that. I don't know. Even you have. Okay, the karma, heavy karma you have created, but there if you apply the antidote, you know, then you won't get the result. Maybe like that, I don't know.
在这个回音的例子，你们我们可以这样的引申啊。就是佛陀讲的，如果我们曾经造下很重的业的话，我们造下很重业，我们又知道我们造的重业，我们去想办法去对治我们应用对治的方法去对治我们的这重业的话呢，我们呢有可能就不会受到它的果报。
So this time. Example.
所以呢，这八个例子呢，其实都告诉我们八种有关业果的道理。
So then, I mean, that's can't really express everything. There's so many like that. So, So again, you know, when you, this example giving this lama, then the student, you know, giving this oral transmission, you receive that, then that's the example. But then you may have this kind of doubt through the example. So looking at example, then you have this.Calm or doubt. So in order to take rebirth, maybe no need to die. You know, maybe you may have this idea. You know.
就刚才虽然举了这些例子呢，可能呢，大家还会有疑问呢。所以比如说在第一个例子里面呢，喇嘛给了弟子口传，弟子明白了，所以弟子就得到了口传。这你可能会升起这样的疑问哦，喇嘛是这一生弟子下一生他给了口传，这样他就表示哦，从这一生过渡到下一生，诶，这样我们不用死的吗？我们就死就可以来到，就可以过渡到来生了。
Yeah. So in order to eliminate that idea, so then, you know, the example of the seed is given.
所以呢，为了理清这样的疑问呢，所以佛陀就接着举了不同的例子，比如说他举了那个种子的例子。
So, like the seed, you know, when you produce the sprout, the seed will slowly rotten, you know, slowly rotten. I mean, it will almost like totally, you don't see the seed anymore, you know, totally become rotten and disappear like that. You know, then through that,Only through that, then you'll produce the result, you know. So like that, then, so this shows it's not one life, you can have two lives, you know. Without dying, you cannot take rebirth. You know, like, in order to produce the sprout, the seed have to be dissolved, you know, what to call. So I taste that, yeah.
所以呢，佛陀的例子是一个接这个层层递进的。你看他，他懂你不明白，所以他讲一个例子。比如说种子呢，那种子呢，不是过后就发芽，所以我们讲种子的相续啊，一直继续下去，没有断过。这种子呢，在发芽的过程中呢，这个种子就慢慢腐烂坏掉了，对不对？ 这包括腐烂换掉，这个芽呢却越发越好，最后呢只剩下这个芽而已，那种子就不见掉了。所以呢如果要产生那个结果的话呢，那个因呢必须完全灭了，它因完全灭了，它的果就出现了。好，所以呢如果没有死亡的发生的话，你是不可能过渡到下一生的。
So then, so giving the, this butter lamp example, you know, lighting from one to another, this example also then, because of the example also, you make it same idea, you know, look like happening, you know, same thing, you know, happening one time like that. So, you know, so like next life, future life, you know, both body happen same time.You know, existing of same time like that. You may get this kind of idea, then it's not correct. So then Buddha give example of the sound of echo.
所以刚才举那个酥油灯的例子的时候，说这一生的酥油灯传到下一生的酥油灯，然后灯传过去，像我们可能也会有同样的疑问，表示这样就是你不需要死亡就过渡到下一生了，因为这一生和下一生呢同时都亮着，所以这一生同下一生都同时发生，这是不可能的，对吗？这是不对的。所以呢佛陀就举了那个回音的那个例子。
So idea is because of the example you may have this wrong view, you know, true body, you know, past life, future life, body happens same time like that, you know, soBecause of the example, you know, having same two body like that, it's not like that. So to eliminate that concept, so the echo of sound of echo, given.
所以呢，我们可能就是因为他举一些例子，我们还是不大明白，讲以为这一生和下一生呢可以同时发生啊，这是不对的，所以就举了这个回音的例子。
So, the sound of the echo, because first the person have to make the sound, you know, the person have to make sound, then only later the echo come back, you know, so like that. It doesn't happen same time, you know, it happens simultaneously. Person make sound, then only that, after that, the reflection of the sound come back. So it doesn't happen same time like that.
所以呢在这个回音呢、有人也讲回声了、回音这个例子里面呢一定先要有人发出声音，就这一声，那过后呢我们才听到那个回音，所以这个发出的声音和回音呢是不可能同时听到的。
So that's the idea. So then the reflectionand the mirror, the reflection. So, so here it is, when you look at mirror, so exactly you get that, your image, nothing else, what you have, you see there, you know, the same thing. So then, yeah, I don't know. So I think this is something like, if the person is like disabled, for example, if disabled, then in next life, again, same kind of disabled happened. You know, you may get that expression there, you know. Then in order to stop that wrong view, so give the example of the magnified glass.
Okay, so the mirror, you saw the reflection. Wait.
No.Not this. This is the. No. First, you look at the mirror, yeah, you see your own nothing. What you have, you see that, yeah? What you have, what kind of look you have, you see that. Yeah. Exactly that. Yeah. You don't see different there. Yeah? This the this the example there. So then you may have this wrong view. Because of the example, you may wrong view. If you are disabled this life, if you are disabled person in this life,
next life will be a disabled person.
Oh, that's the wrong view. So because of example, you get this wrong view, then not correct. If you have, you don't have a hand this life. Then next life you're exactly like without hand, you know.
So you have a pimple in this life, next life you have a pimple. Okay.
Okay. okay. 这镜中的那个印象啊，就是你照镜子，你看到镜中的你的那自己的反映出来的那个印象，这个可能你看到有人。听了这个例子就觉得诶如果我这一生是这样的就表示我下一生也是一模一样了。所以可能就说有人讲哦如果有一个残障的人呢、啊、就是说他左手不见掉了齁、哦、只有右手而已。他这一生是这个样子他照到镜子当然就是没有左手就一只手。所以他下一生投生他也是只有一只手而已。可能人家就有这样的误解，就这一生的下生是完全一模一样的。为了消除这样的错误的见解，这样错误的见解，这样佛陀就给了这个放大镜的例子。
So illuminate that wrong view, so then give the another example of the magnified glass. No.
所以呢，为了解除这样的误解。或者错误的见解呢佛陀就继续啊继续讲然后继续给了这个放大镜的这个例子。
So not like that, so I guess, because from magnifying glass produce the fire. But they are different. You know?
因为有了这个放大镜结果呢它聚焦火就升起来了。可是放大镜并不是火火并不是放大镜。
So then giving the example of the mold, you know, so what the mold have, when you print it, it come exactly like that. So then again, that's the that's the calm or wrong view. So that means you are this life human being. So next life you are exactly again another human being. Like that. If you are this life God realm, so next life after that you'll be exactly like God realm. Again. You know, like exactly the example of the mall. Like that or not. You know, become this again. Through the example you may have this kind of wrong view. You know, exactly like that.It's not like that, so like that.
这样在那个模板的例子里面呢，这样可能就产生这样的误解了，因为模板印出来的东西是和那模子一模一样的，对吗？所以有人可能就会这样认为：哇，这一生我是人，像这一生完后我投生在下一生，哎，我也是人啊，哇，很好吗？对吗？这样有些。这样可能就会讲，如果这一生我是天人呢、哦？哇，天人在天上神仙这样天人，这样下一生呢，我也是成为天人，哇，多好！所以可能就有这样的误解。
So, yeah, sometimes we have this because example. Sometimes giving this idea, you know, know there's existing, and then giving this different example, then you may have different come again, you know.Like example of the mole, then you have both exactly same like that. But then Buddha says, not like that. So in order to eliminate that wrong view, then giving the example of Lama giving all the transmission to the student, you know, to eliminate that idea.
所以呢，因为佛陀给的例子呢，可能我们没有办法想象哦，佛陀的密意啊。 所以呢就有这样的误解，就可能有些人就产生了这样的误解，所以佛陀就说哎，不是这样的，所以呢他就给了那个喇嘛口传给弟子的例子。
So, so here, so Lama is not a student, a student is not the Lama, you know, they are different, you know.
But they are a continuum.
所以呢，这个喇嘛给弟子口传的例子里面的喇嘛是这身弟子的下身，可是喇嘛不是弟子，弟子也和喇嘛不一样。
You know, but you get that clear? I don't know. Huh?
大家是不是比较清楚，还是更加乱
？So, so then again, you know, from the magnificent glass, magnifying glass, then of course this idea is giving different result. Yeah, the idea that gives.Idea, you know, from this glass produce the fire, you know. You know. So then again, then if you have like the example, then if you do virtuous karma, then it will throw to the lower realm. If you dodo negative action, it will bring you to the higher rebirth. Maybe you have made this wrong idea from the example also.
这个放大镜的例子里面我们讲了，这个放大镜呢，通过放大镜呢，结果呢，甘草就生火了。所以呢，所以甘草不是火，火不是甘草，所以它告诉我们呢，这个所造的东西呢，我们所造的东西可以产生不同的结果，就会得到不同的果报。这样讲的时候，有可能有人就会这样想，哎，这样是不是啊？我们造了善业，但我们下一生呢，我们投身到恶道去了，因为不同的果报吗？你讲的吗？哦，佛陀讲的，不是我们讲的。然后你造了恶业。那你可以投身到善道，可能有人就会有这样的疑问了。
Then again, then Buddha give example like the butter lamb example. Again, he bring back to the butter lamb. From the butter lamb, he light to the another light. You know, same kind of light produce. It doesn't produce another thing. You know, so that means from the virtuous karma.You take rebirth in only higher rebirth. You know, it doesn't become like that. You know, negative karma result only lower realm. Virtuous karma only result higher rebirth. Like butter lamb, give the another butter lamb, similar type of lamb it keep like that.
所以呢，佛陀就要进一步了，然后讲不同的例子。所以他举了这个酥油灯的例子，这个酥油灯呢，点亮下一个酥油灯，是同样的灯，同样的灯都是酥油灯，灯的光明并没有其他的东西，它的灯呢，亮的灯呢是一样的。所以他就告诉我们呢，如果我们造了善业呢，我们就可以下一生投生到善去。如果我们造了恶业呢，我们下生就会投生到恶趣了。是他的，你所得到的果报呢，是和你造的因呢是相似的。那果报它是有它的相似因的，所以呢，它绝对不会说啊乱乱来，出现别种不同的结果啊。所以我们讲什么善有善报，恶有恶报啊。
So anyway, it's interesting. So then by giving.The example of the seed. From there, so from one seed can be grow, multiply so many seeds. You know? I mean, from the seed multiply so many. You know, from one small piece of corn, you can, you know, so many this so different. Many corn we produce. So then,So here's the idea is
action, many results.
So here your own mind, own karma, own mind. Whether exactly like a seed, you know, then you produce many different life in future life, you know, or not.
Produce many
life, same time. Like the example of the seed, one seed.
And produce many
one
lives.
Seed, then produce many this corn, yeah? So like that, your own consciousness. Whether go next life, then produce so many different life. Like that or not? So Buddha said, not like that.
所以呢，就好像 那个种子的例子里面呢，它种了一颗玉米的种子，就玉树树了，中国人叫玉米。你种了一颗玉米的种子，结果那个一颗玉米种子，它结果的发芽，然后开花结果，它结出更多个玉米。那每个玉米都有很多很多种子，所以就好像我们造了一个业，我们造了一个业，好像种了一个种子一样，造了一个业。这个业呢，一个业呢，可以引申出 让你投生很多到不同的下一生，所以你可以投生到几百生去，它的那个业报，它的业力呢，可以让你投生很多很多生。
Make sense or no?
Make sense. Yeah, make sense. Makes sense. Yeah. Yeah, I planted chili before.
You had lunch?
I planted chili before at home. One chili seed, then many chilies.
So then, that's the example. But yeah. Then, in the life, you know, one mind produced like that or not, you know.
所以这是他的一个例子，就是我们的一个心呢，一颗心，我们的心只有一个，可是呢，他所造作的，造作的东西可以把我们投影到很多很多的未来生。
So I don't know that one how to sales. I'm just to eliminate that idea. So give the mold example of the mold to eliminate that wrong view. Then. Give the example of the mold.
Example of the
mold.
Mold. 所以呢，这就是那个为了解除啊，消除那个模板的错误的见解啊，就是它只能印出来，只能有一个模板，而且是一模一样啊。
So, no. So here, the, eliminate that wrong view. To keep, so then the mold is given for the example. Eliminate that high wrong view, then give the example of the mold.
The wrong view of the corn.
Not the corn, I mean, corn is nothing to do. I mean,
the wrong view of the maize corn.
So corn is example, it's finished.
Finished already.
Now, wrong view relate with your own mind. One mind produce 100 life? No.
No.
Yeah. But from example, you get that wrong view.
Oh.
So it's not correct. So therefore, giving the mold.
Oh.
Okay. 我们的一个心识啊，能够化现出同时产生出很多很多不同的来生同时，所以他就给了这个模板的例子。
So then the mold here, I don't know, it's also certain. So, so here the answer is giving like that. I don't know. Whatever you have picture in the mold, so you get exactly like that. You don't get more or less, you know.
So, in this mold example, you see, a mold, it is printed out, only has one image, right? 而且是一模一样，它不会多给也不会少给，就是说模板它印出来，它印出来的东西少了一样东西，多了一样东西，模板有的形状它都给它一模一样的啊。它
So like that, then giving this example of the what I don't know, sour chick, sour clenjo. So here, so when you give example the sour clenjo example.So when you explain the example, so one, you must have the experience. One, you experience, you experience in the future. So the example is like that. So then, here, you may get this, oh, you have experience of taking rebirth in God's realm.Then even you don't create virtuous karma, you will take rebirth as a god. That kind of wrong view may arise.
所以呢，在那个酸莲其他的例子里面呢，就可以清楚我们的错误的见解，就是说，我们有这个酸脸颊的那个反应，就是因为我们有过去的经验，所以我们人家讲到哇酸的东西，我们就有这样的那个反应，所以呢，这就告诉我们呢，我们必须造作了那个因呢，才会得到这样的结果，这样的果报。所以呢，如果我们这一生是天人的话，我们没有再去造作善业的话呢，并不表示下一生呢，我们就会继续成为天人。
So same thing. So we take rebirth in lower realm. We have experience of taking rebirth in the lower realm. Then even the person doesn't do the negative karma, then he may take rebirth in the lower realm. You know. So this kind of calm.Happen, then this is not correct, you know. So eliminate that idea. So then, giving the example of the mirror. Yeah. A reflection.
Reflection. 所以呢，如果有人没有造作那个去死。造作这个恶业的话呢，这样呢，他如果他呢，没有造作三恶业的话，却有可能有人会想，哎，他有可能会投生到三恶道去，可能会有这样的错误的见解。为了消除这样错误的见解呢，佛陀就给了这个照镜子的例子。
So like that, so I don't know, our time is running. Then the example of the sound.
Echo.
The echo sound. So, I don't know.
Cecilia asks, is the reflection of a mirror? How does the reflection of a mirror counter the quorum that if you never do any negative actions, you will take rebirth in lower realms? Because you see what you have done. Whatever you see in the mirror is what...Because somebody have one pimple, you cannot reflect two pimples in the mirror.
So, So idea is that. So in the mirror, so you see exactly what you have. Yeah. So here it is. By doing virtues, you will get this higher rebirth. By doing negative, then you get the negative. By doing negative action, you get the lower rebirth. You know, it will go like that, you know.
在个照镜子的例子里面呢, 你在镜中所看见的那个像, 是和自己一模一样的, 是绝对不会说不一样的。 所以呢, 你造作善业呢, 你得到的果报呢, 就是善道。 你造作恶业呢, 你就要下去三恶道。
So then after the giving of the echo sound, so then, I don't know this one. There's no like creature. There's no creature for our future life. You know, giving the example of sounds, so it shows there's no creature, outside creature of your future life.
在这个回音的例子里面呢, 他要告诉我们的是呢, 我们的未来生呢, 并不是有一个造世主跟我们创造的。
No, I don't know. I don't like that. I don't know. 这一边人切巴巴切巴, 没人的,没给马达巴,朝鲜没给往新都切巴巴,马切巴。
你们得到口传了。
Sorry, I'm making, I make mistake that one. Maybe this one, like the sound of the echo, you know. So when you give the sound of the echo, then you have this feeling, oh, there's a creator, you know, creator, you know, like because some, you know, somebody have to create your sound, create the echo, you know. So you have this kind of idea, you know, creator of the sound, the echo like that. So then So idea is, so therefore there are some creator for your next life, you know. So that's not correct, Buddha said, you know.
就是说当我们听到回音的时候呢，这个回音的出现是因为有发声的人，对吗？所以有人就觉得，如果有下一生的话，这肯定有创造的下一生的人。这个创造下一生的创造的，好像那个创造世主这样创造出来给你一样。
You know, so the person doesn't make sound, then echo doesn't come. You know, so look like there's a creator. So that idea, you know. So the rebirth also have creator like that.
所以呢，因为听到这个声音，所以他们就以为有这个创造这声音的人。所以我们有下生，有就创造为我们创造下一生的这个造世主。所以我们的下一生呢，是因为有人有个造世主特别给我们创造出来的。
So then, to eliminate that idea, then I can, of course, this. Sour, what? And. Kanch, Joe, Sour. I think today we have to learn many things. Sour.
Sour clenched jaws.
Sour clenched jaws. So this example is given again. You know. So here, so in order to experience that, you must have experience in the past, having eaten this. You know. So same thing here. To in order to take rebirth, you must have karma and delusion you have created in the past. You know. So therefore, there's no creator like that. So.
所以呢，为了消除这样的误解，对回音的误解呢，所以呢，佛陀举了这个酸脸颊的例子。你会感到你的脸颊有阵酸的感觉，是因为呢，你过去呢曾经有这样的经验，所以现在呢，你听到酸，你就有这个反应，是因为呢，你过去的经验。同样呢，你有这个未来生，是因为呢，你过去呢。 由你的祸还有你的业，祸和业呢造下的这个业呢，所以你才会有这个未来生。所以并不是有一个创世主、哦、特别为你创造这个未来生。
So then, so you know, I'm just reading part, not everything. You know, there's before there's many things, so I couldn't really read. But now, just the end part is then the Buddha Shakyamuni told the king, you know, how sentient being take rebirth, how sentient being rebirth, how sentient being disappear, or no, how sentient being disintegrate, or how sentient being from this life to next life, how this transfers, you know. So it's like that. Please understand. Like that, he said.
Please understand, it's like this.
Yeah. So Buddha told to the king.
啊，所以过后呢，佛陀还说了，开示了很多许许多多的东西，然后在最后总结的部分呢，佛陀就告诉国王呢，众生呢是这样的受生的，他是从这一生呢这样过渡到下一生，就慢慢的不见掉啊，他慢慢的腐化、啊，然后不见掉，然后从这一生呢过渡到下一生呢，所以他就跟你讲。啊，这就是众生从这一生呢到下一生啊，请理解，你明白了吗
？So like that, then Buddha after that, then the king and his entourage, you know, so then they all rejoice of understanding the death and rebirth.And praise to Buddha like that.
So, in the Buddhist Bible, you will see that the king and his entourage are filled with joy, praise this book, rare, rare. Usually, you see the book, they will say it in the back. The king and his entourage, a whole lot of people. Usually, the king has a whole lot of people to listen. After hearing this part, they understand it. So, they feel very happy. They praise the Buddha.
So then, after that, this is the completion talk of the sutra of dying and taking rebirth.
所以呢，就然后就总结了这部经就讲完了。这部经呢，就叫做《死亡及受生经》。我是根据这个英语这样翻译的啦。
Okay, so I mean, I make short, but there's many like that. So give you example, then this, you know, there's so many. So I just try to make little brief like that. Good, you know, sometimes we talk about the past life, future life. It's not easy, you know, but looking by this example. Even example is difficult to understand, you know, how that works, you know. So like this, from this different type of example, then you have some idea, you know, so... Also eliminate many wrong view like that. So I thought it's helpful. So that's how I reached it. Yeah.
这个中文名字我猜应该是业果报经啊之类的，然后。你去查一下，你去谷歌一下业啊、果报啊之类的，那打出来，他应该可以看到他的名字。这样呢，我们如果明白这些怎么样这一生还有未来生的道理呢，其实对我们是很有帮助的。因为如果要解释哈、啊，解释啊过去生啊还有未来生，其实是很不容易的。 所以呢，你看看佛陀其实也应用了很多例子，让他的国王明白。所以通过佛陀对国王的教导，我们有一些概念哦，我们怎么样得到这个未来生？那未来生是什么样子的
？OK， so
有一部经叫《业报差别》，业报差别，业差别果报经。
Okay, so we stop here. So like that. So then, this is our last class, no?
Yep, for the year. 所以今天就讲到这里。所以我们今年的课就暂停了。今天是最后一天，所以等一下你们不要做大礼拜哦。好，这样拜一拜，站下拜三次就可以了。哦，不要蹬下去又上来。哦，不需要啊，这是为了缘起的缘故，因为好像最后一次，一年最后一次啊，到新明年再开课啊，我们希望呢，我们能够在明年，如果我们还继续活着的话，我们可以看到我们老师啊，继续听啊，哎，这是缘起来的，藏传佛教的缘起，很注重缘起的啊。如果你这样，你有什么事情发生了，你就见不到你的老师了，那你也听不到啊，就你就和那个老师的缘分就断了。
Okay, so then, the class maybe after New Year.
除非你很有把握啦，你然后你一直一定会继续活下去，活得很久的，或什么，要不然你没有做的话，你来生还是会看到你的老师，会继续听闻佛法。
Okay, yeah, 3-month break. Okay, 3-month break. So same time.Do some practice, read some lamrim, whatever, read, okay?
所以呢，我们下一堂课要明年，应该是明年农历新年过后，所以我们还有大概3-4个月的假期。这3-4个月的假期呢 ，Ken Rumche 呢教大家继续修行，你要在家里继续修，你要多读一些菩提道次第哦的经书哦，自己看，然后自己读，自己复修、复习。
啊，
药师佛，啊，Andy asks, next week is actually Medicine Buddha Puja, but how should we do our visualization? How should we do during the puja? Because there's no translation, no.
Kimo comment after that day.
you can 找你儿子先翻译，叫你儿子坐在你旁边。他不可以，你才 SMS 我。
So anyway, idea is same. We normally we learn. You come morning, we learn. I mean.Like same as Pajasava practice, your morning here, Amala?
你早上有没有来刚才 Yes, she was here this morning.
So same thing like that, Pajasava practice like that, now you change the object, visualize Medicine Buddha, like that, then you do Medicine Buddha mantra chanting, nectar come from Medicine Buddha, enter yourself, all the 6 people who are dying, sick, remember of them,Pray for Medicine Buddha, nectar come from Medicine Buddha, intro themselves. So, yourself. So, idea is same. So, you can make simple like that then. Calm down your mind, you know. Light go in your body, purify all sickness. And chant, pray for Medicine Buddha like that. So, it's idea is same.
Andy, 一样的啦，哦。一样的，是你观想哦，你参加那个药师佛法会，你观想的不是释迦牟尼佛，是药师佛，金色你变成蓝色咯，啊，你看看药师佛唐卡阿瑟鲁鲁给唐卡啊，你看这边有啊，这个样的啊，这样一尊啊，蓝色就可以了哦，蓝色诶，大大只诶，啊，在前面哦，然后你就观想，那观想你就念那个药师佛的咒语，你会念哦，对吗？药师佛的咒语。不会现在给扣穿啊，要求给扣穿，好。然后你念的时候就观想，然后那个药师佛哦发出大光明的甘露哦，嘘， 把冲写下来啊！你刚才有生病的人啊，你的朋友啊，或者要临终的人啊，观想全部在你身体周围啊，那你想了过去，它甘露下来哦、啊，然后这样洗啊，从头洗到脚，然后全部黑黑色的东西出来了，不剪掉了啊，然后你就净化了，净化所有的业障啊，所有的所有烦恼啊，然后你就会感到很开心、很平静。同样的东西。对对对，你不要想所有的不够，要有针对性啦。有些人你懂得，你特别观想会比较好啦。那其他你在所有的众生的，哦，我啊，
好呀，谢谢 ，OK，
啊，谢谢你，谢谢你
啊 ，do dedication， dedication prayer，
哦，现在做回向 ，dedication， now we do dedication。大本的比较大一本啊，比较厚的一本啊，不是大本，比较厚的32面。You can do it in English。 愿以此功德普及于一切，我等与众生皆共成佛道，愿此珍贵菩提心为生令其速生起，以生令其不退转，辗转增上恒滋长。34面，勇猛文殊如宝了诸法，大行普贤菩萨亦如是。未能随从彼等清净学，我将此等善根皆回向，正如一切30善士佛所赞种种回向中最甚。未行普贤行，我亦如是，将此善根各个皆回向。
Okay, there's some Vajrasattva picture. This morning I give those who already have that knowledge. Those didn't come this morning, then who want this Vajrasattva picture and take back, okay, then.
这早上早上他们上达玛佛悉尼勒林勒法日分发的这个图像，这金刚萨陀的图像。早上没拿到的朋友你可以请回去啊，回去这是你做净化的时候忏悔业障的时候所观想的那个形象。
OK, that's all. Yeah,
所以呢Cameron 就谢谢大家的出席，我们明年见。其实不明年见，下个星期要是佛法会记得来，星期六 Saturday Sunday right two days。所以星期六和星期天整天，所以欢迎。